Hi, I'm Jill Hartz, guest curator for the exhibition Contemporary Cuban Art, History, Identity, and Materiality. Paradox, dark humor, beauty, sadness, and vulnerability connect the works on view here. Artists still living in Cuba reflect the daily challenges of survival in their art, while those now living in the U.S. and elsewhere convey the tensions of their hybrid citizenship. Regardless of their current physical location, however, all of them are fully engaged in expressing their personal relationship with their homes and the world with honesty, intelligence, and determination. Looking at their work and ideas, I have conceptualized this exhibition through the lenses of history, identity, and materiality. Yet many of the works address more than one of these themes, as they are inextricably connected. It is my intent that this structure will draw you in on your own path of discovery. Over the past two decades, I have seen exciting and troubling changes in Cuba that affect its cultural production. Impressive public health, education, and literacy standards exist in the same space as political and artistic censorship and imprisonment. Socialist practices contend with new opportunities for home ownership, for those who can afford it, and private businesses, if supplies are available. Underground entrepreneurs fuel growth, and the wide sharing of media through the hand-to-hand transfer of tapes and publications informs Cubans about world news, movies, and television shows, especially those from the U.S. A more available legal internet increases global access, but its inconsistency, potential surveillance, and occasional shutdowns pose challenges. Recent demonstrations by artists against censorship and by Cubans from all walks of life protesting food shortages and other hardships have brought on a new wave of government crackdowns. Cuba's tourist economy has given rise to more opulent hotels and luxury stores, rarely affordable to the local populace. Old American cars are ingeniously kept running and glow in their newly painted pastels. Today, a university history professor or doctor earns more as a tourism guide than pursuing his or her profession. Throughout this period and before, events like the U.S. embargo, the Mariel boat lift, the blowing up of the Maine, the Bay of Pigs fiasco, the missile crisis, and resistance from a block of Cuban Americans, especially in Florida, have stymied trust between our nations. President Obama's efforts toward reconciliation were abruptly thwarted by the Trump administration, but now, with a new president, hope returns, and then it doesn't. Yet again. These constant ups and downs, negotiations and renegotiations can weary the soul, or they can be internalized and expressed in the dreams and nightmares we find in Cuban music, poetry, dance, drama, and the visual arts. In Cuba and Cuban art, pessimism and optimism are not mutually exclusive, and beauty and humor are powerful tools to illuminate and make bearable disappointment and despair. Most of the Cuban artists whose works I value have benefited from a free education and meticulous training from a young age, following a Beaux-Arts model. Their extensive knowledge of Western art history and their honing of practice and technique have provided strong foundations for their individual visions and expressions. Still, they must contend with such challenges as finding space to work, and many do in studios in their homes, and a shortage of materials, which can result in unusual media choices. And always they need to decide what they can share with the public and what they must hide, metaphorically or for real. What is allowed one day may be dangerous the next. What, for example, will be the fate of the San Isidro movement, a collective mostly young artists who protest against Decree 349, a 2018 state regulation that requires artists to belong to a state-sanctioned organization that will set their fees for performance and the sale of art. As the executive director of the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art at the University of Oregon from 2008 to 2019, and before that as director of the Art Museum at the University of Virginia. I had the good fortune to visit Cuba 9 times over 20 years. I met many artists, curators, art historians, gallerists, and collectors on the island and elsewhere who have helped me to learn more about Cuban history and contemporary art. I hope this exhibition will spur an urge in you, too, to learn more about the complexities of life on this island, so close to our country and yet so distant in other ways.